turn that into for possible discussion on legislative update.
Hello again. I will be very brief. I'm going to start out talking about our federal funding priorities. We have four projects, Graham Salt Creek Flood Control Project, the Middle Brazos Feasibility Study, West Fort Bend County Regional Water System, and the Brazos River Saltwater Barrier Feasibility Study. It's a pretty tough environment with regard to getting federal funds right now. And in the initial budget process, we haven't done so well at the beginning of it. We'll go into conference in September, and it's our hope that we're going to continue working these projects. We're gathering up some local support. It's our hope that we will be able to do a little bit better than we did initially. Right now, only one of our projects was given proposed funding during the on the House side. Only one of our projects got any money. So,
which one was that?
The Full Rise Middle Brazos Feasibility Study got live in the House, $375,000 in the House's version, but got zero in the Senate. But those are our four projects that we're working on, and we're hoping in conference to be able to make that outcome a little bit different than it has been so far. From kind of a state legislative update, some of the directors who came to the customer meetings have heard this before, so I apologize. It's a repeat. But I'm going to give you three big issues with regard to state legislature that are probably going to come up during the next session. The first one is going to be the state water plan. As you know, that's the bottom-up regional process for water planning. All of the regional plans have been submitted to Water Development Board, and all but one of them was approved. That will be melded into a draft plan. In October is when they'll start the public comment period for that. The draft plan will then go back to TWDB. They will take the comments and revise as needed, and it'll go to the legislature in January. The legislature will then look at adopting the state water plan.
Tell them which one wasn't approved.
The one that wasn't approved, let me have it right here, Region L, which is South Central Texas, it wasn't approved for late submission. The reason it wasn't approved. What will happen with that one is the Water Development Board will then draft its plan, basically, instead of getting used on it.
Late submission is a nice name for saying they were arguing and they couldn't come up with a conclusion.
Right.
They missed it.
Right. Aside from state water plan, there are a couple other issues. Environmental flows. The legislature would like to revisit that. If you remember the last session, there was Article 1 of Senate Bill 3, which set up kind of a bottom-up, basin-specific process for determining environmental flows. A lot of people thought that that process was a little bit too top-heavy. If you looked at it, the flow chart kind of went like that. So arguably it was. The Senate and House Natural Resources Committees, in addition to the Environmental Flows Advisory Committee, are all looking at revising that process and making a more horizontal process, vertical process. I mean, it flows a little bit better. So that's going to be an issue that the legislature is probably going to wrestle with again. In addition to that, there's water reuse. The main issue with reuse is conflict in the water code. There are two different sections. Both of which treat reuse water arguably differently. The argument is whether or not wastewater that is discharged into a water course is state water subject to a new appropriation with a new new priority date. So that's going to be an issue in mitigating the discrepancies in the law. Whether or not the legislature can do that, pretty good question. And what the policy will look like to come to a compromise on that is also a pretty good question. So that's something that the legislature is going to probably look at addressing during the next session. And that's probably about all I have as far as a legislative update. In October, I'll probably give you a better idea from an election standpoint since we'll be closer to November. So I'm going to do that now.
The reuse is the most important one to us, I would suspect.
Right.
So are we working that issue with somebody?
We are involved in we've been attending the House and Senate Natural Resources Committee hearings. We've had a presence, and we're hoping that when it develops into a policy that we'll be involved in that.
Are there any lawsuits ongoing on reuse, right, as we speak?
I'm not sure if there are any on reuse. I know there are several permits at TCEQ that are just waiting with regard to reuse.
That's worth about a 100,000 acre feet.
Sorry. Yeah.
But that's a contested case process.
You gotta be sitting next to somebody going.
Right. But yeah, that is definitely a big issue for us. So how the state comes out, that's going to be major for us.
Mr. Chairman, I have couple requests. The first one is, could we get, and I'm sure this is already in the works, but I'm just going to, from a formality standpoint, can we make sure that Senator Estes and Representative Keffer are briefed and informed on in regards to the lease that was adopted today?
Sir, they had a pre-copy, a red copy. We talked to them. Matt was in their office last Friday, and they knew everything that was going on.
Okay, and I guess my only other question, and in regards to the public movement at PK vocalizing concerns to the governor's office and to the attorney general's office, should we or could we provide that same information to them so that they are as well informed?
We did. I'm in communication with both of them.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions, Matt? Where do you think water will stack up come next January, Matt?
It's a good question. Because of the special session on school finance, in my opinion, I think that issue is going to get revisited. I wouldn't doubt it because of the massive omnibus pieces of legislation that we passed. In addition, there are budget issues that the legislature is probably going to wrestle with. So to the extent that it has to compete with those, I'm not going to say it's going to lose, but it's probably going to have some pretty tough competition for Florida, I guess.
Based on what you're hearing, do you also think that the Trans-Texas Corridor is going to take a tremendous amount of time next time around?
I would say yes.
I would say the two high-priority things we're going to hear about are school finance and Trans-Texas Corridor. Everything else is going to take a backseat. Is that fair?
It's a very good possibility, yes.
Any other? Matt, thank you very much.